ABC Radio Darwin.
G'day, I'm David Garnham, and this is my weapon of choice, an acoustic guitar. This guitar is my first real guitar. It was actually, I bought this in Darwin, not long after I moved up here. I kind of moved up here and had a grown-up job for the first time in my life, and with my first ever tax return, I waltzed down the street and bought me this, which is a Maton 225, a fairly entry-level number, but I always wanted a Maton growing up just because Paul Kelly had one, and that's good enough reason for me. Yeah, so chances are if you've been to one of my gigs, this is definitely the guitar I'd be playing. It was out of action for a few months on our most recent tour, just because I lost a part of the input on stage. And in the hijinks of touring, I couldn't actually make it to a music shop to get a new jack input, just because, you know, we're in town for half a day and then we move to the next one. So I actually ended up using one of Toby Robinson's guitar, luckily, that he brought on tour. But apart from that, I've pretty much been exclusively using this. As I mentioned before, I'm not much of a tech head, so it's not as if I can't talk to other musicians about guitars. Like, I'll talk about songs and I'll talk about melodies and I'll talk about writing, but I know I'd never be the kind of guy to talk about certain tones. I can kind of say if a guitar sounds good or bad, but I'll generally leave it at that. But that's the trick, I think, of being a songwriter. I'd never refer to myself as a musician, but the trick is to be a songwriter, surround yourself by actual musicians, which I do in Dan Davis and Toby Robinson, and then, yeah, you can get away and people just presume you know this music game. I actually don't even know what the key of most of my songs are in. Like, I'll be able to work it out. But that said, I do have an affinity with this guitar. As you can see, it's got a bit of a hole wearing through just below the pickguard. And you will see some troubadours. Like, what's his name? Glenn. What's that guy from that movie? Once, you know that movie Once? There's that Glenn, it's like, I want to say Hansard, I don't think it's Glenn Hansard. He actually has worn through a hole, I think, in a similar spot and just keeps touring around this guitar. And I think I'll do the same. I think as clapped out as this gets, as long as it doesn't warp too much, I'll keep doing that. I think luckily enough, I've only had to have my guitar reset once. Which is pretty good considering being in the tropics, and kind of it's tough when you're touring to go from, you know, up here you'll go from tropics into Alice to the desert and then to cold climates. It really is rough on guitars, and with, you know, some of the handmade ones, some will warp a lot more than others. Like, I've had other friends up here that have bought guitars that have barely lasted a season, and luckily mine's held up all right. And even for a while, when I was running a jam night at Nirvana for about 5 years, more often than not, I think this was the house guitar. So my theory's always been they're made to be played, so I don't get precious about other people playing it, especially when, you know, in the scheme of things, a lot of people spend a lot more money on their instruments than I do. But hey, it's got me this far. In terms of the makeup of the guitar, I'm pretty sure it's a spruce top. The headstocks I had replaced. There's a chunk out of the headstock where I put it in the ceiling fan. It is a constant issue, obviously, in Darwin. Most of the time we have our ceiling fans going, and I think it was like my phone was ringing or something of the like, and I'm halfway through noodling on the guitar and it's just gone up into the fan. So it could have ended a lot worse. Thank God it wasn't on a day I had a gig or anything like that. But yes, there's a nice little chunk out there. Actually, I think I was on the phone to my mate, G. Birkendorf, a former guitarist from The Moving Targets, my first band. And yeah, it's just like, dude, I've just put my guitar in the fan. And G's just like, nah, dude, let's end this phone call and you tend to what's going on. Because yeah, actually one of the tuning pegs went flying across the room. So it was a tense moment. But yeah, it's definitely got a lot of wear and it's generally pretty filthy because, yeah, you can't help but sweat all over these things in the tropics. I think I'd have to describe my relationship with my guitar as a partner. Like, we are equal and we do things together. Yeah, I suppose I've written most of my songs on this guitar. So it's an established, comfortable relationship where there's no jealousy. it's a workhorse. It does the job. I'd like to say it puts food on the table, but, you know, it might keep snacks in my cupboard. I've never thought about it like that, but that's a keeper.
ABC Radio Darwin.